Just learning the playbook. That's what I'm doing right now. I get a little extra time with Coach Rogers on learning what to do so I can start playing faster. And that's going to be the main thing for me right now, is just learning to know what to do so I can play at the level that they want me to.
What do you think are your strengths?
My get off and my play recognition. I think, I do a good job at reading offensive linemen and kind of knowing what they're saying, you know, kind of learning that throughout the game, and it gives me an upper hand where I can shoot gaps and, you know, kind of expect blocks. Being more vocal, I'm not really a vocal guy. I'm not going to be the guy in the middle of the huddle and stuff, but at the time, you know, I had that. You know, the guys looked at me as being that person, so that's something that I learned from. I started in the D-line room. I kind of took control when Dante left for the D-line, and, you know, and Coach just asked me to talk just a little more within the huddle when I did. And, you know, it ain't natural for me to talk because I'm not really a big talker when it comes to all that. So, you know, that helped me in the long run, though. It brought our defense together, and I had a lot of respect, and the young guys bought in, so it helped us with the coaching change quickly. Just my technique moving inside, I hadn't did it much. I moved in there a little bit sophomore, and then I kind of got there permanently my junior year towards the end. So just technique from the three techs and, you know, the little things of, you know, make sure I'm running from to the ball, and, you know, I put on a little weight and all that. I think it's really important, especially when I got here on Monday, so I was with the vets a little bit. So that definitely was something that I wanted to do to show that I belong here, but I also want to do it and earn their respect and show them that, you know, if I do get the chance to be in there with them, that they can depend on me.